Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Please stand and face the cross as we process in.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
With you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing the introit on your insert.
Oh,
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together the gradual on your insert. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is in me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible
and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. These ladies were trembling, bewildered, and afraid. And why? Had they just learned about some tragedy? Had somebody just died? Well, yes. But no. Here's the message they had just heard from an angel of God. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. Let me ask, what would cause more confusion and bewilderment? To learn that someone close to you had just died? Or to learn that a loved one has just come back to life? What would be more confusing? To hear about a death or a resurrection? I know it causes more pain. But what's more unexpected? And in that sense, what's really unsettling? To us, it seems strange at first that people would respond in bewilderment and fear to the message of Easter. But if we really think about what the message of the resurrection means, it is truly a life-jarring message, especially the first time someone hears it. Christ's resurrection is a life-jarring, startling new reality. The goal of this Easter message, and with help from a Dr. Mark Thompson, professor at Concordia Seminary, the goal of this message is that you share the totally new life and outlook that the news of Jesus' resurrection gives. That this surprising, even life-jarring news of Jesus' resurrection from the dead gives you new life and outlook. These three women that went to Jesus' tomb on Easter morning were also near the cross when he died. His death brought them great sorrow and disappointment. No doubt they found it hard to believe that this kind, loving Jesus could be hated and put to death by their leaders. But death itself likely didn't startle them. They were familiar with death, with having loved ones die. In the ancient world, many died young, with an average life expectancy in Jesus' day, not even 40 years of age. And people in those days, they saw the reality of death up close. Think about these women had come to do when they encountered the angel that first Easter morning. They had come to put spices on the corpse of Jesus. To do this, they'd have to handle his dead body. That was common. People used to do it. There weren't the nice, sterile funeral homes and licensed morticians in those days. They were used to handling dead bodies, just like they were used to death being all around. Today, we spend a lot of money to pay someone to make a corpse look nice and lifelike, and it's one way to help people deal with the pain of death. But as hard as that is, death's not expected by us either, especially for many older people. Death has been all too common part of life. If we reach a certain age ourselves, we will likely see many of our friends and family go before us. And so even though we would like to avoid it, it does not surprise us to see death notices and obituary listings or to turn on to the news and hear about sad, tragic ends of life. We also read in the Bible that death comes to all people because all sin. The wages of sin is death. We read, the soul who sins shall die, says the prophet. Now, death is not a surprise. Now let's talk about resurrection. Not death, but resurrection is strange to us. Life coming out of death, having a dead one come back to life and walk on this earth in a human body, eat food, talk to people. Well, that's really different. That's startling. I've never seen it. Neither of you. After these women reported to the other disciples what they were told, the disciples couldn't believe it either. It just didn't seem right. Rise from the dead? Jesus had tried to tell them that he would rise after death, but that message had not really registered in their thinking. So the angel reminded the women, he's going before you to Galilee, where you will see him, just as he told you. That's why when Jesus did appear to the disciples, he demonstrated to all that it was really him, and that he really did rise bodily from the dead. Remember, he invited Thomas to put his hand into his open wound. Remember that Jesus was eating breakfast with the disciples on the shore. It really was Jesus. He really did come back to life. The disciples likely didn't realize right away that the huge implications that this would have on their lives. They just knew that this makes life really different. But later, they would come to realize that this startling new reality unleashed a life-changing dynamic that would affect all of our lives. So ponder this for your life. Jesus' resurrection means that all of your sin is forgiven. His resurrection proved that his death was sufficient for you to pay for all of your sins. Jesus' resurrection means that you will also rise from the dead. As Paul writes, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Jesus' resurrection means that everything about your life right now has changed. It's new. You have a certain hope based on a new reality that even death cannot disappoint. Every day right now is lived with the certainty that your Redeemer lives. He lives to bless you. He lives to love you. He lives to help you with your life right now, with all your needs. He cares for you. He lives to provide for you your food, your clothing, your shelter, family, friends, safety, peace. He lives to guide you with your life. He guides you by his word, by his spirit. He guides you through people he puts in your life. He lives to hear your prayers, your thanks and your praise, your cries and your fears, your simple requests for help. He lives to intercede for you. He lives to speak to you words of forgiveness through your pastor, through his word, through fellow Christians. He lives to sustain you, to strengthen your faith in him, your love for others, by coming to you regularly, his body and blood, to nurture that faith that he's given you, to keep you in that grace that you've been baptized. He lives and he's preparing a mansion for you, a place for you to dwell with him in eternity. When I think of this new resurrection reality as revealed by the experience of the women, it makes me think of faithful Christian funerals. After all, these three ladies went to prepare Jesus' body for burial. Consider the comparison. The mourners that gather at church, viewing their deceased loved one's body for the final time, and the pain of death and the emotions of grief, they weigh heavy. Those closest to the person, they made many preparations in only a few days. It's been a stressful time, and after the casket is closed and they come into the sanctuary, their minds are on the one they lost and how life must go on without their dear departed one. But then they hear a startling message. It begins with words like those of Paul, who wrote, "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." And it continues in hymns like the Easter hymn, "I know that my Redeemer lives." And as the preacher proclaims the promises of Christ's resurrection in his sermon, they begin to adjust to a new, amazing reality of death being defeated for their loved one who died in faith and for them. Therefore, the new life that comes from the resurrection of Christ means that we approach everything, funerals included, differently. It's a new way. We no longer need to think in terms of avoiding the reality of death or pushing thoughts of judgment day out of our minds. Jesus did rise from the dead, just as he said. His resurrection promises us new life, eternal life with God. So we can get used to a new way of thinking because Jesus changed everything when he rose from the dead. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you can get used to and live this new life in the hope and the peace of God, which truly does surpass all human understanding, which because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead will guard your hearts and your minds unto life everlasting. Amen. Please stand. Included with their prayers, we have names listed in the bulletin. We will also include Doris Post and Nancy's, the city sister of Lori Hurt. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In thanksgiving for our risen and glorious Lord, whose sacrificial death has given us forgiveness of sins, let us pray to the Lord. For Matthew, our Synod President, Duane, our District President, and all our pastors, that God would keep them faithful to deliver to his people the apostolic gospel of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church, that by God's Spirit we would hold fast to the word preached to us and receive it with joy, take our stand in it and be saved by it, and that God would hinder all who would sow doubt into our hearts, granting us courage to confess its truth in our life and conversation. Let us pray to the Lord. For Joseph, our president, and all who make and administer our laws, that God would frustrate the forces of evil and not let our leaders cooperate with them or further their goals. And for our armed forces, as they stand watch for us at home and abroad, that they would serve with honor and integrity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and those in any need, especially Nancy, Doris, Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Ruth, Lacey, Bernard, Haley, Mike, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Ellis, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, and the family of Richard Taylor, that the dawning light of the new creation in Christ would sustain them in faith, and that according to God's will, they would be granted renewed health as a foretaste of their eternal healing in him. Let us pray to the Lord. For joy in Christ's victory, his victory feast as he shares it with us from this altar, and that he would overcome our sin by his forgiveness and swallow up our death in his life through the eating and drinking of his true body and blood in faith. Let us pray to the Lord. For all the faithful, that at the resurrection of all flesh we might awaken in joy to the Lord's presence. Let us pray to the Lord. We join today in singing eternal alleluias with innumerable hosts in a festal gathering, with the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and with the spirits of righteous made perfect. And we bring these petitions before you, dear Father, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as we gather the offering. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Christ, our Passover Lamb, who has been sacrificed by his death, he has redeemed us from the bondage to sin and death, and by his resurrection he has delivered us into new life in him. Grant us to keep the feast in sincerity and truth, faithfully eating his body given into death and drinking his life's blood poured out for our salvation until we pass through death to the promised land of life eternal. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ. I'm so sorry. This is the very body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Thank you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and spirit to life everlasting. Depart in peace. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Iris, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Xavier, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very body of the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.